All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the phone line right now, I have a lady by the name of Kathy Steinberg, a personal safety expert, author of the book, The Fabulous Girl's Guide to Being Fearless. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Russ. Thanks for having me on.
And you know what? This is a topic that I want to talk about because I see so many young girls that don't really know that they're in an abusive relationship because they think the behavior of you know, just being told what to do or being, you know, forced to do something against your will, stopping you from having your friends. I mean, this cycle of abuse is very, very prominent, is it not?
Oh, it absolutely is. And unfortunately, as we see that their idols are accepting abuse themselves, then kids are thinking, well, if my idol thinks it's okay to go back to somebody who abuses me, then of course, you know what, it's acceptable. It's okay. Their role models are accepting it, so they're thinking that it's okay, and it's not okay.
Wow. 1 in 3 teenagers experience physical, sexual, emotional, or verbal abuse from a dating relationship. You said nearly 1.5 million high school students nationwide experience physical abuse from a dating partner. That is huge. That's
sure.
Epidemic. You know?
Right. One in 10 high school students has been hit, slapped, or physically hurt by a boyfriend or girlfriend. And it's an epidemic, and it's got to stop. And parents have to recognize that this is happening and that it is serious.
Yeah.
Once you establish a pattern of behavior, and once our teens get accustomed to being treated like that, it just completely changes the trajectory of their life. You know, it continues the cycle of being victimized their whole life.
I just want to ask you a question. Do you think most of the girls fight back, or do you think, and why not?
Well, this is a problem. The problem is that, again, because there's role models that are accepting being abused and not fighting back, they're thinking that it's okay not to fight back. Some of these girls, too, have bad, you know, unfortunately, they've got bad examples at home, and they think that it's okay because
right.
That's what they see. And there's not enough people there standing up saying, no, it's not okay.
Right.
And it takes, you know, and as a teenager, we tend to put more emphasis and importance on people who aren't significant, such as celebrities,
yeah.
Such as people who aren't the best kind of role models.
Right.
So unfortunately, until people like that start really truly taking a stand and caring more,
right.
Because they're putting it out there and kids are following them, until they put it out there a little bit, that it's not okay, and really, really mean it and behave like it does it,
right.
then it's going to be tough to combat that on our part.
Right. We're talking to Kathy Steinberg, and, of course, you used to be a former officer in a maximum security prison and mental institution?
Yeah, and I was also an officer at a death row women's prison, and I saw it. I saw these women that they've been in cycles of abuse all their lives. And so, you know, a lot of them are in prison for stuff that they're boyfriends have done, that they just happen to go along with them and be with them and allowing themselves to be part of that situation.
Wow.
Because that's the way they've been doing it their whole lives.
How can parents take note of what's going on? Because a lot of times, you know, your teenagers are not talking to you. How can parents help prevent this?
Sure. You need to fill your teen's confidence levels up so full that they are less susceptible to being victimized. You've got to also be an example. You've got to be involved. You've got to keep your kids busy. They've got to be busy with sports, academics, work, something. And you know what? If your teens aren't talking to you, get your teen a mentor. Because your teens got to talk. They've got to chat. They've got to tell somebody something. And if it's not you, then it's got to be somebody around you. So get them a mentor. Get somebody involved in your family, like a favorite cousin, a favorite
right.
auntie, somebody that they trust. And once you can get that person in there, they could start filtering some information to you, but you cannot violate that confidence and that trust, because if you do, then your team's going to shut down.
Why do you feel that young men feel the need to abuse, some young men feel the need to abuse their partners? Is there some kind of study? Is there something that there's a common denominator here?
Sure. It's control. It's power. You know, they've got bad examples at home. They've got a misguided view of what relationships look like. So in their mind, this is the way it should be because, again, what they see, or they're just power hungry and control and think that that's a healthy way to have a relationship.
But some young girls construe that or they put it in their head like, you know, he loves me. He doesn't want me to have my friends anymore, and he's telling me what to wear, and that's love.
Because he really, really likes me, because he really, really cares about me. So that's all misguided. There's a great website called loveisrespect.org. And I tell all the teens that I mentor and that I talk to, go to that website, and it's got some great tips and some great resources that they can call and get actually somebody to get them help in their community.
Kathy,
if they feel that they need help.
Kathy Steinberg, author of The Fabulous Girl's Guide to Being Fearless, I just want to thank you for taking the time. I think this is really important, man, because you could stop a cycle of abuse. Just by being aware of it. And I think a book like this can really probably help out a lot of young girls that don't really know that they're in an abusive relationship. And this can open their eyes. And I appreciate you taking the time talking with us this morning.
Thank you for taking a stand.
All right. You take care of yourself. The Fabulous Girl's Guide to Being Fearless. Pick it up today, y'all.